Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. While helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Boy, we had some surprise with the rain today.
Was it a surprise, though?
You know, I knew there was a chance, a big chance, and that chance has occurred, so.
All right. Well, I haven't even glanced at the weather the last few days, so I just decided fall must be here.
No, it's not fall. They did predict this, and they predicted it was going to be a mountain of rain, and they were not wrong, and they said it will be gone today because the temperatures are going back into the 70s and the sun is coming back.
The 70s is fall.
Yeah. 70s is fall? Since when? We live in the Pacific Northwest.
80s is summertime.
Well, we melt when it's 80 here.
Yes, I know. Me and sponge sugar, we melt. It's just so sweet.
Yes, I melt too. So yeah, I guess we're supposed to see the sun by Tuesday. But no watering of the lawns and
that's
plants
right.
today.
See,
and
you get a break. Take some time off.
There you go.
All right.
I know. And they already have the pumpkin spice lattes in the stores.
Isn't
and it's
that
like,
early, though?
Well, what are we thinking?
And that's November.
I know. Yeah, I can't do it until the first day of fall, which is not until September 21st. So we still have a good 4 weeks before.
And Halloween stuff is all over. And they haven't even started school yet. They haven't even gone back to school.
I know. The first day of school for my daughter is the real class, the third.
Okay. So after Labor Day.
Yeah. They go in, I guess, the day before and meet everybody and, you know, fool around and pretend they're at school.
Reconnect.
Reconnecting,
The babysitting. Get them out of the house. That's what it really comes down to.
Which some parents, I'm sure, are happy about.
Very
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
And she starts a couple of days before Labor Day weekend. Is that right, Dr. Mixon? So this week, will she be starting? Or
no,
is it after?
No, right after.
It's right after.
Okay.
The third is her first real day of school.
Okay.
So now I am, because I've just got them home Wednesday
That's
afternoon.
Right, you did.
So I am still adjusting to have a wife and daughter again.
Yeah, I'm being told what to do.
Oh, and now
I'm being pampered. Like, oh my
he
God.
He is having someone make his breakfast and dinner.
And yeah, you know, once more this morning, they were gone for 6 weeks almost.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I was used to getting up and I'd fix myself something to eat and then I'd rinse my dishes in the sink and get them all ready. No. So this, you know, now I get up and I eat my breakfast and I start to pick something up. It's made for me. And my wife says, don't touch that. You know,
leave it there.
I'll do it.
Aww.
So, yes, I am once more being pampered as though I am, you know, the most valuable and fragile creature on earth.
There you go.
That's so nice.
Is that why we see the big smile, Dr. Umat?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I'm thinking so. There you go. Dr. Umat in the studio, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon. I'm Lynette. Welcome to Leading Edge Medicine. And let me give you that phone number so we can start right off the bat with some of your questions about your health as we're aging, as we're all aging. And the things that we are finding out are, well, normal for our age, but we don't like the aches, the pains, and all the things that go with it. So here's the number to call in with your questions, 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. All right, Dr. Mixon, you've got some papers in front of you and a computer. What's top of mind for you in the medical
news? On the computer, I'm just looking to see when I have to do a medical meeting in September.
Oh, there you go.
Samira and I were saying, it is, by the way, the 24th I'll be gone.
Okay.
Well, I'll be back by then.
So I will miss... So I'll do those first 3 weekends without you, and then I'll be gone the following one.
All right.
Now, there's, you know, the GLP-1 agonists are really, they're changing weight loss. Mm-hmm. You know, it's, weight loss is the one thing that doctors throughout the country have failed at. You know, we nag, we encourage, we tell, we educate, we do all kinds of stuff, and people just don't lose weight. And if they do lose weight, a year later they regained it. Mm-hmm. And it's just so frustrating.
Correct.
That you get maybe 3 people out of 100 would actually lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And so the new GLP-1s are really changing that, because it's one shot a week, and you start losing weight without recognizing that you're even dieting, because your appetite goes down. You don't want to eat as much, and so the pounds just kind of fall off naturally. Well, the interesting thing is that this may well be the saving grace for diabetes in America.
Mm.
You know, the Center for Disease Control has said for decades now that one American in three will be diabetic at some point before they die, which is just terrifying. Mm-hmm. Because,
yeah,
you know, when back in the 1930s, it was one American in 147.
Right.
And now they're saying one in three.
Right.
And that's just because, you know, human genome has not changed. It's our diet and our lifestyle has changed. And so type 2 diabetes is, in fact, a diet and lifestyle disease. Well, they've now done a 176-week study. This is about 3.5 years on one of the newer GLP-1s. And here's the fascinating thing. People lose 23%
yeah.
of their body mass.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were a 250-some pound person, that would take you down by 56 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So you've lost 56 pounds over a 3-year period. So it's not rapid weight loss. But it cut the transition from pre-diabetes to diabetes by 94%.
Right.
That's huge.
It is. 94% less overt diabetes.
I mean, Jerry, when you think about it, in the past years, whenever we look at research, we've never seen numbers like 90-some percent, right?
No, no.
When we consider it a success, when it's much smaller percentage.
12-15%, yeah. We'd be overjoyed,
yes.
You know, setting off skyrockets.
Right.
And now we're seeing a medication that cuts the risk of type 2 diabetes by 94% over a 3-year period.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. Now, the trick, of course, is to get the cost of the medication down.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the rack rate for the medication is over $1,000 a month. So for 3.5 years, you know, at $1,000 a month, you're looking at, you know, $40,000+
mm-hmm.
Just for one shot a week. Now, the newer versions that they're keeping always coming out with new versions of it.
Yeah.
And those are continuing to be $1,000, $1,200 a week. But the compounded drugs, the ones that are off-label that they can now, or have off-patent and they can now switch around, you know, are down closer to $200 and $300 a week or a month.
Oh, wow.
As big opposed change. To over $1,000 a month. So that's a big change.
Yeah.
And hopefully, as competition gets into the market, and as you know, more and more companies are coming out with competitors, that price will continue to drop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, at $300 a month, you're talking about $10 a day. That's about what the average Seattleite is spending at Starbucks in a given.
Yes,
in a
that's
given
true
month.
For sure.
That's
you
true.
Know, so, if you can cut your risk of diabetes by 94%. For simply spending your money on a medication as opposed to Starbucks.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That strikes me as a wonderful trade-off. Yes.
Yeah. Very much
yeah.
so.
And, you know, for people who don't have diabetes and who hear about it, they don't understand our concern and our fear for them to get diabetes, because it's not just that they have a medical problem for which they'll take a medication. It is actually going to affect everything in their
well,
life.
The risk of heart attacks and strokes roughly
and
doubles.
Dementia amputations,
nearly triples.
Cancer.
Kidney failure.
Yeah.
Cancer. Yeah, no, diabetes is a devastating,
right.
you know, multiple organ sort of disease. And so, yes, we can control the sugars.
Right.
But that's not getting rid of all the adverse effects.
Yeah.
You're still at risk of dementia, heart attacks, strokes, kidney failure, blindness.
Peripheral vascular disease.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, it just, the list just goes on. Dialysis patients, the most common reason for dialysis is because of diabetes. Yeah. So it's just a continuum, you know, and it's not a good continuum.
No, it's certainly not. So anyway, the trick here is to keep the weight down.
That's right.
You know, so if you are not overweight, for goodness sakes, congratulations, don't get there.
Right. No.
But if you are overweight, you have to do something about it.
Yeah.
And right now, the most effective medicines we got are the GLP-1 inhibitors.
Right.
So those are the ones we're after.
And Dr. Mixon, what names would those be, the brand names that people are hearing out there or seeing the ads for?
Mojerno.
Okay.
Mounjaro.
Mounjaro,
yeah.
Okay. Would that be Ozempic as well?
Ozempic is another one, yeah.
Wegovy, Mounjaro are the second-class drugs. That is trizepatide. The first one was the GLP ones, which is Ozempic-like. So.
Okay. And what are the differences between those brands that you mentioned? Are they slightly different or?
Yeah, the newer ones are becoming more and more effective.
They are better for weight loss, yeah. They're a combination of GLP and GIP. So the mechanism is a little bit extra, but similar to what the first class was. But the advantage is there's more weight loss with the Mounjaro trizepatide.
Yes. Unfortunately, they are not yet the cheapest ones.
They're not.
You know, so
yes.
If you have great insurance and they're willing to cough out $1,000 a month for you for effectively the next 3 to 5 years, you can go for the fancy newer ones. But if you're paying out of pocket, I'd say stay with the older GLP ones.
All right.
So,
okay. Talking weight loss this morning, and whatever else that you would like to discuss, we have a few minutes before we take our break. Let me give you that number to call to get through with your questions. 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. While we're on the topic of the GLP. GLP ones or Ozempic and the weight loss drugs and for meant actually for diabetes, right? That was actually what they... what are some of the side effects that people could experience?
Abdominal pain, cramping, constipation, diarrhea, vomiting.
But that's not the whole time, right? Or
it depends on the people. There are people who just can't tolerate them.
The
symptoms are so severe that they just do not tolerate the medications. So these are not totally innocuous. And there are contraindications. For instance, if you've got inflammatory bowel disease, your doctor will not put you on these medications.
Okay.
Because it can irritate your inflammatory bowel disease.
All right.
Yeah, they certainly do carry a significant side effect profile, and you do have to weigh the pros and cons. We do offer the program through Longevity as well, and all our doctors are trained in how to use the medication and what dosing to use them. And we call it a weight management program because we kind of gauge what you really need, whether you need this class of medication or you need something else. But there is time, energy, and effort spent into creating this program, and what we want to do is educate you about what it involves and entails. But the beauty about it is that it does suppress your appetite. It does help with the weight loss. It does bring inflammation markers down, reduces risk for diabetes and cardiovascular disease. We do educate you about the potential side effects. So if you've had bowel surgery, you're not a good candidate. If you have the risks of nausea, vomiting, constipation, dizziness does occur. And so we mitigate those by using some other medications and supplements, and we teach you what to do. Muscle mass, loss of muscle mass is a big side effect. We do monitor for that. In our in-bodies, we're looking at muscle mass because a lot of times you lose the weight, but it's not actually body fat that you're losing. You're losing muscle. So you want to be very careful about that. And the risk for cancer of the thyroid is there. And also some new risks about mood and depression and so on and so forth. So that's new, and we are tracking it very carefully.
That's good. Good things to know and also good things to watch for, too. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine. We are going to take a quick break right now. We will be back with your phone calls. And if you'd like to get into our phone queue, here's that number to call. It's 1-800-465-8770. We'll take a break and then we'll be back with Mark and his question in just a moment. Stay right there.
Race is on, and here comes pride in the backstretch. Heartache going to the inside. My tears are holding back there, and I'm trying not to fall. My heart's out of the running. True love scratch for another sake. Race is on, and it looks like heartache, and the winner loses all.
Oh, and here we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. Welcome to the show. We are on your radio, but we will soon be on a video and a YouTube near you.
That's right. The only thing is we have to this week get our ASCAP.
And our licenses ASCAP and BMI. And folks are going, what is that? Is that a medical term? No, it's a musical term.
That's right.
It's a musical term, very important, so that we can play our fun music between. Yeah,
let's enjoy us
that.
Legally play the music. You know, we've got one through the radio station.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when we go online, we have to have a separate license.
Yes.
So.
Okay. Boy, they know how to get the money, don't they?
They do.
Because I know how much we pay at the radio station per month for that. So very important, though. Here's our number to call in, 1-800-465-8770. We started the show off by talking about weight loss. A lot of those things you're seeing advertisements for, Ozempic, Mounjaro, and we can talk about that. We can talk about whatever you would like to discuss about your health, your recent diagnosis with Dr. Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. Let's go to the phones, and we're headed to Linwood. We have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, woohoo. I'm first in line. Yippee-yay.
Okay.
Anyways, that's a big ordeal. You got to realize there's numerous times I've called before, and it's a long wait kind of thing. So anyways, the reason why I'm calling is I guess I need to give you a little bit of a background, and that is that way back when I was a young lad in my teens, I played high school football. This would be in the mid-70s, and I took a really bad hit to the knee on the kickoff, no doubt, and that put me on the operating table where they didn't have orthoscopic surgery back then.
Mm-hmm.
And so they rebuilt my knee, and I got a couple large staples in there, and they removed my medial meniscus cartilage. And I got real lucky in that I also got staph infection, and I ended up spending 30 days in the hospital. I lost 20 pounds, all my muscles atrophied, and apparently they almost lost me one night with 105-degree temperature and all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyways, fast forward now 50 years, and guess what? I'm in desperate need of a new complete knee replacement.
Okay.
But the issue is I have no desire to go through any of it, especially with my history. And the other thing, too, is I also suffer from low T. My testosterone levels have been, the total testosterone has been in the low 300s for the past couple of years. And so because I have this surgery coming up, I'm thinking, and because of my past, I need to build my system up. I need to get really good and healthy here and strong. And so I thought I'll get some testosterone to just for the recovery period, not long term, but just for maybe 3 to 6 months, just to build my system up, get some strength, and it'll help me heal better. So I went to my primary care, and she said, nope, not going to do it. And so I went to my urologist, and he said, nope, I'm not going to give you testosterone either. And so I thought, I'll call Dr. Mixon and see what it is that I'm actually, see what I'm missing here, because they're acting like, what are you, crazy? You want to be on testosterone? Oh, my God, that no. And so I thought I'd hear it from you. And even if I can't, if I'm not a candidate for testosterone if there's other stuff I can do to help build my system up for this surgery.
Okay. Well, let me first explain why they're saying no. And that is, okay, you're saying that your total testosterone is in the 300 range.
Right.
And at your age, that is, quote, normal. So you don't have low testosterone for your age. You are perfectly normal. And ergo, according to the standard paradigm of medicine, in which we only treat diseases, we aren't shooting to make you as healthy as possible. We only treat you if you have a disease. And since normal testosterone is not a disease, they won't treat you. It's very simple.
You know, I had a conversation about this just yesterday with a friend of mine who's a primary care provider. And he said that basically his fear is the medical license. He said, how can I treat somebody that's normal? And I risk, and my fear is that I would risk to lose my license if somebody complains. And so I can't.
Yeah. Well, and we live in a climate of fear.
Yeah.
You know, medicine is tightly government regulated.
Yeah.
Just the way it is. Okay. Here's the facts. However, if your goal is to get slow, weak, fat, dumb, sexless, normal is your goal, because that's what normally happens to you as you age.
Mm.
You get slower, fatter, weaker, dumber. Your brain is shrinking. Your bones are shrinking. Your heart does not contract as efficiently as it did. Your lungs don't work as well. Your kidneys don't work as well. You know, your skin is thinning out. Everything is atrophying. And that is perfectly, quote, normal, because it's what happens to most people as they age.
I feel so good now. Thanks.
Yeah. It's perfectly all right. Longevity Medical Clinic, on the other hand, is designed to treat the normal but undesired changes of aging. Okay. It's kind of, we're in a betwixt and between state in medicine, because old age is not yet generally considered to be a disease. And yet, it is moving in that direction. And more of the profession is starting to accept my philosophy, which is anything that kills 100% of its victims deserves to be treated.
Well, the thing also is, Jerry, they wait for you to get sick before they will treat you. What they don't recognize is that if they treat you while you're still normal but going downhill, you can prevent the consequences of going downhill, which is dementia, osteopenia, osteoporosis,
or yet,
sarcopenia.
Stop going downhill.
Well, exactly.
Yes.
You're stopping all of that, right? And then you don't have to treat the consequences. But that's what people are not realizing right now.
Well, and that's the that is the point, is that medicine has become a disease management program.
It is, correct.
So, anyway. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. So what we do is we don't accept normal. Okay, we don't accept age-normed values. So we want you to function as well as is humanly possible. And what your doctors don't seem to recognize about testosterone, in part, is that it actually is a stem cell rescue drug. It increases the number of viable and healthy stem cells, not just in your bone marrow, but throughout your body, including in your brain and your muscles and your bones and so on. So, and it's those stem cells that allow you to heal and repair and grow new tissue as the old tissue is wearing out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's an important intervention, but it's not just testosterone. And that's why my hackles go up a little bit when I hear you say, well, you just want to go on testosterone for a few months so that you can, you know, get healthier. And then what? You want to start getting unhealthy again? You know, if you recognize that this intervention is going to make you healthier, why don't you want to continue it? Just out of curiosity, unless, of course, your goal is to get slow, feeble, weak, fat, dumb, and sexless.
I mean, the analogy is the same as with hypertension, right? When you treat somebody that has high blood pressure with antihypertensive medications, you don't discontinue the medications when their blood pressure normalizes. Their blood pressure normalized because of the medications.
And now when you stop the medicine, the blood pressure goes back up and all the risk factors go back
up. Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, part of the reason why I part of the reason why I mentioned that to the doctors just short term is because I'm a long term listener of you guys. And I didn't want to sell them on, ooh, I want to get on it for the rest of my life, because then they would definitely say no. I was just trying to sell myself. Like, it's just a little bit, you know, first.
Just a little bit, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
the other question is, why just the testosterone? Mm-hmm. Why not all the other hormones that you're lacking mm-hmm. that are also causing you to fall apart?
Right. Well, then I knew they wouldn't. That would blow their brains. they would be like, oh, my God, that's too much. I can't handle that.
Yeah. Okay.
So
well, they don't know that either, right? They wouldn't be able to manage it. No. What they do is just give you the prescription for injectable testosterone, and that's all they do.
Or a patch.
But they don't recognize its implications or what it does and where it sits in the pathway.
And they're certainly not going to address your pregnenolone, your dehydroepiandrosterone. You know, you're also looking at your estradiol and your
thyroid
and your progesterone and all the other things that are declining with age and that are all causing problems for you. So, you know, like I said, if you want to get as strong, fast, lean, smart, and sexy as you can, you need to come to Longevity Medical Clinic. And everything else is going to be temporizing and inadequate.
Right. Other than... I knew that would probably be the answer, but I realize you hear this all the time, but, you know, the finances are, just not there.
Yes,
but until I win that lottery, is there anything other than all this hormone replacement, any kind of vitamins or supplements that can help strengthen me that you might recommend?
They're very, very puny in comparison. You know, I mean, we're talking about not just second rate, but third, fourth, fifth tier. There are some supplements that can help. You know, there's one that you can get over the counter here in America called DHEA.
Yeah, I was hoping you were not going to say that.
I understand.
And the reason being that, you know, it's a pro-hormone and it impacts on the cascade of hormones and can cause problems.
Yeah, your DHEA, your body will turn it partly into estrogen, part to testosterone, part to progesterone, part to cortisol. And so all those downstream hormones are altered by the DHEA. And if no one's measuring those hormones, then you have no idea what you're actually doing to yourself.
Right. And they carry benefits, but also side effects.
Yep.
Yeah. Is that helpful for you, Mark?
I already have man boobs, so I realize I can't just start throwing stuff at me. So, okay.
Well, you can, but it's not something I recommend.
So, what's that again?
I said, well, you can grow some other stuff, but it's not something I recommend.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate everything.
All right. You take care, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for the call, Mark. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back with more of your questions, and it's time to get into the call queue so you don't have to wait as long. Here's the number, 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. You're listening to Leading Edge Medicine, and we will be right back. Stay right there.
Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Yeah, they getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5.
Oh, and welcome back. This is Leading Edge Medicine, and we are so glad that you're here. Thank you for tuning in. 1-800-465 is the number to call. 1-800-465-8770 with your questions. And that's exactly what Ann from Sammamish has done. Hi, Ann. Welcome to the show. This is Leading Edge Medicine. How can we help?
Good morning, Ann. How can we help?
Good morning. I am interested in learning more about hypothyroidism. Levothyroxine and one of your other things for many years. And I would like to know, is there anything that I can do to get rid of this problem?
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the
Is it just because I'm getting older?
Yeah. Basically, yeah. The thyroid gland, you know, it functions for most people quite well when they're young. And like the rest of your body, as the decades go by, functions tends to decline a bit. And the thyroid hormones are very important. They provide us with both physical and emotional energy and strength. They keep our metabolism perking right along. So as our thyroid hormone levels decline, we kind of slow down, we get cold, our head gets fuzzy, our bodies start to gain weight because we're not burning calories as efficiently as we did. And so the levothyroxine is the hormone that is generally given to boost your thyroid levels back up. But the thyroid, man, how to explain this? There are basically three primary thyroid hormone related hormones we look at. One is called TSH, thyroid stimulating hormone. This is not a hormone actually produced by the thyroid. This is produced by your pituitary gland. But your pituitary is monitoring how much thyroid hormone is in your bloodstream. And if it thinks you need more, you kick out more thyroid stimulating hormone, and it does just what this name says. It stimulates the thyroid to try to produce more hormone.
Okay. And the way I describe it to my patients is that the TSH is a screen. It tells us what the levels of T4 and T3, which is the actual hormone, could be. So because it is a signal from the brain to the rest of the body to the thyroid gland to make thyroid hormone. Mm-hmm. So when it's rising, it means there's not enough hormone. When it's falling, it means there's too much hormone and the body needs to stop making it.
Right. Or at least your pituitary thinks there is too much or not enough.
Right.
Yeah, the problem is that we become less and less sensitive.
We do.
To where our real thyroid levels are as we age.
Mm-hmm.
And then your thyroid kicks out this levothyroxine. This is thyroid with four iodine molecules.
T4
is what we refer to it as.
Right. So
thyroid with four iodines. And then enzymes in your tissues.
Deiodinase enzymes that remove iodine.
Mm-hmm. They strip one of the iodines off and make T3.
Correct.
T3 is about 3.5 to 4 times more potent than T4. So the original levothyroxine that they're giving you is actually the weaker version of thyroid hormone, but it's counting on the fact that your body will hopefully strip off one of the iodines and turn it into T3, which is actually the most metabolically active of the two versions.
Correct. The advantage of the T4, the levothyroxine, though, is that it crosses the blood-brain barrier and it helps with memory. T3, because one of the iodines has been ripped off, cannot cross the blood-brain barrier. So it's metabolically more active for energy and bowels and skin and keeping you warm, but it won't help with memory. Levothyroxine actually helps with memory.
Yep. So you need them both. And then it gets more complicated.
Can I ask one more question about that?
Sure.
Lately, there's been something popping up on YouTube, I think it is, where they say, heal your liver to heal your thyroid. Is that bunk?
Heal your liver to heal your thyroid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of people trying to do all kinds of stuff to your liver.
Well, the liver is a detox organ. So, you know, if your detox organ is congested, you're not going to be able to remove toxins from your body. So when we look at metabolic syndrome and risk for developing metabolic syndrome in obese people, we do monitor liver function carefully. We look for insulin level. We look at cholesterol levels. And if you think about the big picture of the body, is it all tied in? Well, maybe it is all tied in somehow. But traditionally, it is more liver associated with toxin overload. And therefore, you know, the conditions called NASH and MASH and so many other acronyms for it now, mm-hmm. the steatohepatitis type of things that we monitor for.
But to give you the short answer, not likely.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Okay. Thank you for the question, Anne. We have, we're not going to take a break yet because we just got through one, but we do have room for your phone calls. Our lines are wide open right now with 1-800-465-8770. If you call in the next minute or so, we can get you on and get your questions answered on Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette here with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. And while we're waiting for that next call, Dr. Umat, we have something coming up next month, and
next month is coming
quickly, and it's all about the gallery test. So could you tell us about that?
Yeah, you know, it's so many weeks going to planning these things, and then all of a sudden it's here upon us. Yeah. September 14th is the magic day, and the time is 9 to 1 in all three locations. And basically, it's about detecting early and being proactive in prevention. It's getting ahead of the problem and not waiting to find out that you have a problem. And that's the whole premise of everything we do. Unfortunately, the gallery test is not covered by insurance. But we are one of the first clinics that adopted it because we recognize how important it is to find out whether you have any cancer cells lurking anywhere in your body. And the gallery test detects more than 50 different types of cancers. And it's the only test available to do so right now. We call it a liquid biopsy because basically it's a blood test. And when you get the blood test, they will look for cancer cell signals. And then if they find a signal, they go ahead and do an AI algorithm check to find out where is the signal coming from. It could be coming from one organ or more than one organ. And then they do let us know where to start looking. The important thing about it is that early detection saves lives. So once you find it early, your likelihood of living through this and surviving it are much higher, 90%, as opposed to 20% if you let it grow and fester and if it extends outside the organ of origin. And remember, today, the way we are set up, we really don't screen for more than three or four cancers. We screen for prostate cancer, breast cancer, colon cancer, cervical cancer, and that's about it, really. There's no other screening. So unless you present with symptoms and a smart physician recognizes them and feels that you need further investigations, you might actually miss the cancer signals. And then some things like biliary cancer, pancreatic cancer, they're detected so late right now because the symptoms are so vague. Nobody really thinks about looking for it. And by the time we pick them up, it's really too late. And all we can do is just wait and watch. We really are not able to extend lifespan. But with the gallery test helping in early diagnosis, they're picking them early. So now oncologists are working on algorithms for early treatment of cancers. So the beauty is find out early so that you can beat it and live a happier and better life. And the gallery test gives you that opportunity.
The real advantage the gallery gives us is it gives you a potential diagnosis before you have a symptom.
Right.
You know, once you have a symptom, it almost always means the tumor has gotten big enough or has spread far enough that it's interfering with your general metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gallery will pick up cancers while they are so small and so early that
right.
you have no symptoms. Mm-hmm. You think you feel fine, you're perfectly, quote, healthy,
mm-hmm.
but there's really a cancer hiding there.
There is.
That is trying to grow and get big. And that's when you want to find it.
That's right. I recorded this on the other show, so I'll tell the story here, too. It's not my patient. It's not our practice patient. This is actually another colleague that told me about this scenario from another state. And she sent a patient in for a endoscopy because he was having or she was having some symptoms in the head and neck area, throat area. The endoscopy came up clean. The patient, however, was suspicious and the doctor was suspicious and she offered the screen and she did the screen and gallery test came back positive. And the cancer signal came in the head and neck throat area. So they requested the original provider who did the scope to go back and do the scope again, which they agreed to and they did. And they found the hidden tumor.
Yep.
It was hiding. It was there. They hadn't seen it. It was in a difficult position to find it, but the signal was positive. So when they went back to do the investigation again, they actually found it.
Wow.
And see, these tumors can hide from the naked eye.
Right.
You're looking. because when you're looking down the throat in the esophagus, there's wrinkles and folds and creases. It's not a smooth tube.
Correct.
And so things can be hiding there, mm-hmm. especially if they're fairly small.
Mm-hmm.
But the tumor can't hide from your bloodstream.
Right.
And that's what the gallery is counting on, is the tumor is actually putting out protein signals into your blood. And so we can find it with the gallery test, even if your doctor can't see it yet.
Right, right.
And we have had stories of people finding out that they had positive. And this is not a bad thing. This was a good thing.
We found it early.
Yes, you found it early, got them into the doctors before, because that other story that you were sharing, Dr. Umat, may not have ended as well as it did.
And it's true. And those tumors are very high. Even with colonoscopies, sometimes they can be hiding and you can't, even though you're looking, you can't find them.
Yep.
So the gallery test is for everybody. Obviously, longevity patients can access this test anytime. So we're encouraging non-longevity patients to come for this, all three clinics on Saturday the 14th from 9 to 1. It is by appointment only for the simple reason that we need staffing. And also there is a cost to it, but we have lowered the cost. It has come down now to $995. And then if you do this test and decide to do the longevity panel, which I highly recommend, just because if you're wanting to be proactive in prevention, you might as well find out what else is going on with you. Then you'll get 1.5 hour physician time to review those labs. Longevity labs will cost you $595 in addition. And then we'll give you a bottle of foundations for coming in and doing that test.
Ah.
And those are created by Dr. Mixon.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically our multivitamins.
Wonderful. Okay, the gallery test. Here is that number to call to get your appointment made, because it is by appointment only. So we need you to call this number so that you can be ready to go. It's 1-866-86-YOUNG. That's 1-866-86-YOUNG. And let them know you're interested in scheduling for the gallery test coming up on September the 14th. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we will be back with more Leading Edge Medicine and more of your questions. Here is that number to call. It's 1-800-465-8770. And we'll be right back. Stay right there.
I've always enjoyed being hot.
Yeah. No, she said the mic, not you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I actually said,
we hear what we want to hear, Jerry.
We're back in the air. Our mics are hot. And what Dr. Mixon heard was, you're hot.
That's
so.
Right. Why not? Well, you know, I've always said, we've long had lifespan.
Uh-huh.
And now we have developed the concept of health span.
Uh-huh.
Not just how long you live, but how long you are robustly healthy.
Right.
And I'm still waiting for us to generally recognize hot span.
Yes, so, hot span. So it's coming, Dr. Mixon.
This will be the time in which you are still physically attractive to the opposite sex.
There you go. And I don't think you need to worry about that, Dr. Mixon. Okay. We've got some phone calls. How about that for a segue? Let's go to Woodinville, and Ray is on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Hello, Ray. How's your hot span?
Hey, good morning. Oh, I don't know. I have to ask my wife, I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened this summer, huh? Oh, that's what I want to know.
Yes, it's coming back. Coming back on Tuesday. So.
Tell us what happened to summer. My
I'm
gosh.
Hoping so.
Yes.
Now, I know you are not cardiologist or anything, but I know you've been talking about getting some guy named Dr. Gosh, what's his name? I know he's out at Evergreen Clinic.
Reuben Maiden.
Oh, yes.
Dr. Maiden.
Yeah. I go there, but I don't see him. But anyway, I have AFib, and I realize that you probably have some people in your clinic that have that.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to put me on some, I don't know how you pronounce it, sorbitol? Sorbitol?
Isosorbitol?
I was just wondering.
Isosorbide.
Let me see if I can spell it for you. It's S-O-T-A-L-O-L.
Sotalol?
Well, is that how you say Sotalol? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering what you can tell me about that, because, you know, I've been on diltiazem, and I had a cardioversion about a week ago, and I went back into AFib, so they're trying to put me on this, and if this doesn't work, they want to do ablations. So I just kind of, I'm sure you've come across that in some of your patients. I thought maybe you might be able to give me a couple of insights of what's going on and how that medicine works. It's a beta blocker, I think they told me.
Yeah, it's an atypical beta blocker.
And I can't make heads or tails of what a beta blocker is.
Well, beta blockers are drugs that generally slow down your heart rate and lower your blood pressure. And those are the good aspects of it. The bad aspects of it are they often cause some fatigue and depression and limit your capacity for exercise because your heart can't speed up as efficiently when you're on the Sotalol. So, but you know, if you have atrial fibrillation with what we call an uncontrolled response, that is, the ventricles are contracting faster than they're supposed to, then the Sotalol can slow that down, get you back down within the normal range, and actually improve your cardiac output. Does that help?
At the price of those other things.
Price is often fatigue and or depression, erectile disorders in a lot of men. We're back to Dr. Mixon's very first rule of medicine, and that is anything strong enough to help is strong enough to hurt. There's going to have adverse effects to every decision we make in medicine. And the trick is to give you as many benefits as practical, balanced against as few downsides as we can manage.
Yeah.
And so, you know, since not everyone reacts the same.
Right.
Some people will take a beta blocker and just become profoundly depressed. And other people notice no depression at all.
Yeah.
So it's highly variable. So what they do is they start you on the medication and they see how you do.
Right. You know, the other thing is, why are they choosing an atypical beta blocker for him? Maybe his rhythm is not being well controlled. And so that in itself is a risk factor for stroke. And so they're trying to minimize your risk from the AFib. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're symptomatic from the AFib as well. So there must be many other considerations. But it is definitely not the... meaning the symptoms from the AFib, shortness of breath, fatigue. Some people...
You know, the funny thing is I don't have any symptoms. The only reason they know I'm in AFib is because I have a pacemaker. I had a block from my ventricles to my atrium. Brachycardia, I guess, I was experiencing.
Oh,
and they put a pacemaker in a few years ago.
Okay.
So they got me on a high dose of diltiazem, which supposedly slows your heart down. But because of my pacemaker, they don't have to worry about my heart going too slow because of my pacemaker.
True.
So even though I'm in AFib, I don't feel it, you know. All I know is that it's beating really fast in the ventricles, but I don't feel it at all. I mean, I really don't. Right.
You're lucky. In one way, you're lucky. Because you're not symptomatic.
Yeah, but the
risk is still there, and you're not feeling it.
The risk for
stroke is there, right. And that's the big key.
That's why they had me on the Pixaban.
Oh, okay. So he's on blood thinners as well. He's on some big guns there.
What's that?
I said that you're on some good medications there.
Yeah, you're on some strong medicines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's expensive stuff, you know. I mean, holy cow. It's amazing, doctors, that you can, that in this country, they want like almost $600 for a 3-month supply, and I can get it out of Canada. The cardiology department told me this. Out of Canada, from India, the generic version for $70 for a 3-month supply.
Wow.
That is unheard of.
No, it's heard of all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's kind of the standard. Yeah.
You know, getting ripped off?
Well, the trade-off is that, you know, America, we pay the highest price for our medications. The trade-off for that is that this is the research center for the world because all that money flowing in from the medication pays for the research. And if everybody were paying the $75 you can get it from India, then there would be no money left for research, which means progress stops. And so there's your trade-off. we Americans, because we are relatively wealthy, are subsidizing medical research for planet Earth.
But Jerry, there's also this quality issue, right?
Yes.
And there, you're getting what you're getting when you get it here. When you're getting it from somewhere else, you don't know what you're getting. You you're getting what it says on the label, but we don't know.
No,
nobody's
really
going to guarantee that.
Well, we aren't in a position to guarantee the standards in India.
Yes.
Or in China.
Right.
So yeah, it's but, you know, to some degree, it's a real quandary, because yes, we can produce the drugs much cheaper if we don't ever want to come up with any new drugs. If you think that where we are now is the most you ever want us to be, then we can do everything cheaper. If you want to do the research, somebody has to pay for the research. And that happens to be us. So, you know, the good, the bad, and the very, very ugly.
And then the cost is, a cost of living is much higher here than in some of the countries of the world. So
sure.
That adds, that's a factor that you have to add in.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for all the information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. We will be going to break here in just a moment. I do want to give you that phone number to call so that you can get into the queue. It's 1-800-465-8770. We have a couple of calls we're going to go to, and we're going to talk about more diabetes talk with the continuous glucose monitor.
Mm-hmm.
Some questions about that. And I know both of you doctors are very... Yeah,
love
very pro
continuous
that.
Glucose monitors, yes.
Yes, yes. And we have a Bella Medica question. That is our beautiful medicine for Dr. Umat. That's coming up in just a moment. So we'll take a quick break and then we will be back. You are listening to Leading Edge Medicine. I'm Lynette, along with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Here is the number to call to get through with your questions. That's 1-800-465-8770. That's 1-800-465-8770. And we will take a quick break and we'll be back with more Leading Edge Medicine in just a moment.